meets.
All righty. Well, look at this. It's time now. Cheryl just said, here, let me make a copy of that. You know what? We're live now on Facebook. I don't know. Can they can see you. Look at that.
Can they see you?
Well, it's right. Hold on. There you go. See, it's frozen. It says we're live. So I'm going to go with the fact that we're live. I don't know. Anyway, so here we go. We're talking Chamber Chit Chat with Jerome Chambercroft. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm not looking forward to another triple digit day, heat-wise.
Yeah, 100 degrees. Yeah, I know. I'm all sorts of excited about that. Well,
you look really excited. Like, where's the jumping up and down?
Yeah, I'll be in the house with the air conditioner on, or in the studio here, where we keep it a nice balmy, 72 in here. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah, but it's actually very pleasant in here.
Adapting to change in the workplace. What is that all about?
Well, you know, we've kind of had a little bit of craziness where everybody's had to adapt to change in the workplace in the past few months.
Right.
So I like the way Socrates has said it best. He said, the secret to change is to focus all your energy not on fighting with the old, but building the new.
Okay.
And, you know, some people just are resistant to change.
Mm-hmm. The older you get, it seems like you're more resistant to change.
Yeah, it can be. Uh-huh. We've got some tips, of course, as always, for things to do with that. Are you a list maker or just a go out and charge ahead?
I'd like to say that I'm a list maker. And I do, well, okay, so I do have a few. You can see a few notes that hang around here, but for the most part, I have done this job for so much, it's fly by the seat of your pants.
Okay, so then because of you have to be that flexible with your job, then with work stuff, you're really good at adapting to change.
Oh yeah. It's like you could just run in here and go, oh, today we're going to do this. Okay,
fine. What about on a personal level?
Now
he pauses a little bit.
My wife keeps me on track for that, so yeah.
Okay, we all adapt to change differently. Change is inevitable. There's no doubt about it. The one thing constant in life is that things are going to change.
Right.
And we need to, you know, remember that. When I was doing this and on the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com, you know, we've talked about in the past about the hungry, hungry caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
and about how the change that he has to go through and how uncomfortable it can be, and how often in life have we not been able to see the butterfly that we're becoming,
right?
Because we're resisting change or we just don't have that same vision.
Right.
So the first thing to adapting to change is to accept it.
Right.
All right, so don't fight it, kind of like what Socrates said.
And 2020 has made sure that we understand that very clearly.
Yeah, exactly. So accept the changes first. Stay positive and find the humor.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
I laugh
you do.
At myself.
You do. It's great coming in and visiting with Paul because we do. We laugh a lot. And you have to because, I mean, A, it's proven that laughter is a stress release.
Yeah.
You know, and so we need that. We need to set new goals. Now, some people, and this is where the question came in, some people are really good at breaking down the goals into smaller size, bite-sized pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, what happens when they have a big change facing them, they charge right ahead.
I'd say that's me.
Your colleague Ben.
Ben charges right ahead. Okay, yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah.
I think you do smaller steps.
Yeah.
But you stay focused on it. And there's no right or wrong way to how you achieve those goals as long as you keep moving.
Yeah.
And of course, along with that is patience. We all know that we need to be patient with ourselves when we're adapting to change, and patient with others, because especially if you're undergoing a new change with a new process or a system in the workplace, we get frustrated sometimes when those things don't work the way we want them to. There's always that learning curve.
Right.
And so we need to be patient with ourselves.
And then I like the last one here.
All right, go ahead. You read that one.
Okay. Own your actions. Own up.
Own up. Yes.
Own up.
And this
just
is one
say
of,
I did it.
This is one of the things that we've talked about in the past. This is one of the soft skills that employers right now are really looking for.
Yeah.
Because if you're afraid that you're going to be fired because you made a mistake, chances are if you don't own up to it, there's a greater possibility of that.
Yeah.
Whereas employers like to see somebody say, "Oh, I am so sorry. I made that mistake, and this is what I'm going to do to fix it." If they see that you recognize that there was a mistake made and that you're putting in steps and actions to rectify the situation, they're more willing to work with you.
Yeah.
And to help strengthen you.
You know, and the older I get, the younger, when I was real young, I would always want to bury my mistakes. I really would, you know, dig a hole and just like, that never happened. And that, because I was trying to, you know, you're trying to move up and move forward and all that kind of stuff. Now, let me tell you, if you just say, you know what, I did that, I'm sorry, let me try that again.
Exactly.
And just, you know, just say, look, I'm,
you know,
I'm a human, you know.
I like to use the analogy of the ostrich because, you know, you think the ostrich sticks his head in the sand and thinks he can't see anybody else, so therefore it's gone away, right?
Right.
But what's really happening is his butt still up in the air and everybody can see him, right? Yeah.
Business of the week, Hall & Associates. Congratulations.
Yes. For those who don't know what Hall & Associates do is they will help you out with your health and dental insurance plans.
Okay.
So definitely worth giving them a call.
All right. So let's see. Tonight, it's July 31st.
It is July 31st.
I'm going to turn my calendar here in a minute. We've got Summer Night of Worship going on.
Yes, Canyonside Christian Academy event starts at 5 p.m. Of course, they will be having Ellie May perform, bring chairs, blankets, and practice social distancing. It is also a fundraiser. All the details can be found on the calendar of events on the Chamber website.
I was going to say, you got a big, long list. And, of course, we needed a shout-out. We've got a lot of stuff going on with the Jerome County Fair, rodeo, concert. And also, Joe Mama's Car Show is going to be part of that as well as on the Friday. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And to kick it off, actually, the County Fair Board hosts the Business After Hours that's happening on Wednesday, which is next week.
Okay.
August 5th is when that is happening. And so come on out to the fairgrounds 5 to 7 on Wednesday, August 5th. Bring a door prize to promote your business.
Okay.
But they always do this every year to kick off the fair. And we are doing the ribbon cutting to open up the fair at the same time.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Being efficient is what we're doing. All right. Movie night onward, ICCU Park, which is the North Park, if your people not sure where that's at, on Main Street in Jerome. And that's going to be kind of fun. August 7th.
Yeah.
And you got your chamber lunch on August 19th?
We do. It's on drug overdoses and opioids in the community. You can register online at visitjeromeidaho.com. We're excited to have that presentation. And then, of course, we've got a few other events coming up,
right,
but we're running out of time. So, we're going to direct you to the calendar of events.
Yep. And we've got a lot of events, so you need to check it out. Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How do we get a hold of you, Cheryl?
208-324-2711.
All right, there you go. All right, well, thanks, Cheryl, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Like, what do you do?